Thank you, men. Thank you. Yep, friends, here it is. Once again, you guessed it, time for Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads. Just a-setting here under the old pine tree, taking life easy. I mean taking life easy. Ain't it nice to set out under the old pine tree and just relax and breathe that good, pure, clean air that's sifted through them pine needles? Oh, man, that is something. You don't know what you've missed, friends, till you find out that you haven't been under that old pine tree. Here we go with the first tune, and we're really feeling good. Robert, that boy is feeling fine, just like peaches and cream. And here it is, Liberty. No shaving a haircut, Robert? You forgot that. I ought to make him come back up here and do shaving a haircut. Come on up here and do shaving a haircut. That's it. Now, that's a little better. Thank you, Robert. Thank you a whole lot. You know, friends, I've been talking a long time, and you just don't have no idea whether you've done any good or not, and you just keep, I just keep on telling you, though, hoping maybe somebody will hear some of it and maybe get a few ideas, good ideas that I hope, and all that. You know, I've run into people on the street, and they'll shake hands with me and pat me on the back and say, Jelly, I listened to every broadcast, and you're really the best I ever heard. Well, I appreciate that to a certain extent, and of course it makes you feel pretty good. But still, you hear that so much, every day, and then you go on down the street, and you run into a fellow and he shakes hands with you, you know, and he says, you know, I've been listening to your programs, and I just thought you boys was just there having a big time, just carrying on, more or less, just a bunch of fun and foolishness. But he says, you know, you mentioned one day there, you mentioned something about improving pastures. And he said, you know, I'll be honest with you, he said, that kind of got me to thinking. And he said, when I got home, I just kept thinking about it. I couldn't get it off my mind. And he said, I decided that you had a good point there. And he says, you know, Jelly, he was talking to me, Jelly, that's me. And he says, I've just got to admit that I thought it was a good idea, and I've got an improved pasture. I fenced up my pasture, and I pulled my cows out of the woods and put them in this pasture. And he told me, he said, you'd be surprised. He says, of course, this was several years back, friends. And he said, you'd be surprised at how much better cattle I'm raising and how much better my timber looks. He went into details to tell me how the young timber was coming on, the cows and hogs and things like that. Well, they wasn't there to eat them, and they grew up into little trees and was just growing along fine. Didn't any of them get bit down or nipped down. He told me he's keeping the fire out of them. And that man was just tickled to death. And he went on to tell me, he said, you know, and some of my neighbors has kind of noticed my improvements, and they've started the same thing. And it's really good. This man told me, he went on to tell me, he says, you know, 1 or 2 acres of improved pasture will support a cow the year round. Now, this is his figures, along with, this is really something. Now, listen to this. 1 or 2 acres of improved pasture will support a cow year round, when it takes 15 or 20 times as many acres of unimproved woods range to provide enough food for one cow. And then she don't get it the year round. Ain't that awful? Think that over. Here's the next tune Slim's going to sing. Got a lot more I wanted to tell you here. No, you're going to sing, Slim. You're going to sing, yeah. I got your mind made up that you're going to sing here. Here the request. Tennessee Saturday Night.
Listen while I tell you about a place I know. down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows. Hidden from the world in a bunch of pine, the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right. They all go native on a Saturday night. The music is the fiddle and a crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods is full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes a brogan, knocks out the light. They all go native on a Saturday night.
Well, all right, yeah.
Lot of fun, 'cause they all know the other fella packs a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right. There's gonna be a funeral if they start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. They all go native on a Saturday night. Well, now you've heard my story about this place I know, way down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows. Hidden from the world in a bunch of pine, the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right. They all go native on a Saturday night.
Well, all right there. Thank you, Slim. That was Slim, 1001 Watts Watts, singing that Tennessee Saturday night. Friends, when you own your own land, well, you're your own landlord and you're the master. You're the boss. Now, you can do whatever you please on that land. Just do anything that you want to, as long as you don't affect the other fella, the other people, or the other people's land. Now, that's about burning. When you start to burn, well, you can burn yours off if you want to. The point I want to get over is this, friends. The important thing is that a lot of our biggest and worst woods fires here in the South start with such burning. Now, it's usually more than one man's land that's hit by such fires as these. And that's a real danger, because more and more folks don't want their land burned off. You can drive down the road today and you'll notice on the side of the road that you can see it anywhere in any section of the country. Where they've tore down the old house, the unpainted old house, used to sit there. You can see it in progress. You can see part of them tore down, partly tore down. You can see where they're building back a nice, modern, new house there. Well, friends, if you look right the other side of that house, you'll notice that man has a nice fenced-up pasture with some good-looking cattle grazing around on it. I'll guarantee you, going down the road a little further, and you'll see that old unpainted house standing there, and Joe Blow lives in it, and he don't care. That house is good enough for him, and if you'll just notice what few cows he's got, if he's got any, is out there hustling and scuffling for a living out in them woods. And that's right. I mean, you already know that. There's no use of me going into that. But we just got to do more about this burning. And more folks are going into for these improved pastures. In the hill country and where the heavy grazing, burning that ruins the power of the land to hold the good water that the Lord sends down for us to use. And we get terrible flash floods in some sections of the country where people do these sort of things. People suffer pretty bad from some of them too. Of course, there's a lot of you out there that already know that. You might have had it happen to you at one time or other. And it's happening more and more frequent because these lands have been abused. And you're just going to have to pitch in there and help us to try to take care of that sort of thing, friends. In our coastal plains country, as well as in the hills, well, we are gradually coming to see that these improved pastures is the answer to a lot of things. Now, we can have good cattle, good timber, better kind of living all around. We just put out a little and change some of these old fogey ideas and ways of thinking. Friends, there's a few that haven't changed their mind yet. There is a few, I'm sorry to say. But they're gradually coming on across, and they will. Here's the next tune. Slim's going to sing it. A little ditty called Mississippi.
humpback, humpback, I Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans. Well, it flows right by my Tennessee home, where history was made by Steamboat Bill. M-E-M-P-H-I-S, Memphis is the town I mean. Way down yonder in the land of cotton, yeah, folks like mine are never forgotten. What a wonderful thrill it is to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. But by the M, my crooked letter ride. Crooked letter ride. I'm back, humpback, I'm Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans.
Good Cali boy!
What a wonderful thrill it is to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. Where by the L, my crooked letter ride. Crooked letter ride. Humpback, I Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans. Flowing down to New Orleans.
Well, thank you, Slim. Thank you. Thank you a whole lot. Friends, we've run out of time. We've got to go. We got to move along here, but before we go, here is just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you, and I'd like for you to consider. Now, you can have good timber and good cattle, too, if you build a good pasture and separate those two. Friends, we've run out of time here under the old pine tree, and we got to shove off, the knotheads and myself, Jelly Elliott, that is, and the three knotheads. We've been brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service. Now, friends, we'll be back with you, so listen to your announcer, and he'll let you know the exact date and time. Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.